Hey guys, welcome to the pre-show for today, Tuesday, the 10th of November, 2020. And we are coming to you from South Florida, Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I'll tell you, if you heard the show, yesterday, you heard a whole lot of rain on coming down. We are in the middle of a tropical storm called Tropical Storm Etta. And you guys may not have read, but this sucker has been blowing through here in the most squirrely way possible. It hit the Keys. It's headed for Mexico. Then it turned abruptly, making a right turn. It's going to be going up through the Gulf, so we're not sure. But there's all kinds of damn rain falling, all kinds of flooding all over this place. Jackie and I saw some houses that were partially underwater today. And, coming from California, when I was a kid, I used to look at the news. And we had flooding in California all the time. Bad flooding. And somehow, some way, I guess might have been the flood control channels that eventually became famous for, we used to skateboard in them, and some people even did some rafting in them. But they were primarily there for the floodwaters to run off into. And we're going to have an encore show for you guys today. Then we have a new show Wednesday and Friday, and I'll be back Friday in California. And then we're deciding, Jackie and I, as to where we're going to be spending Thanksgiving. I'll probably be spending Thanksgiving here in South Florida with Jackie's family. To all of you who have wished us well, I thank you very much for that. There's a lot of folks who've been hanging with me for many, many years, and they know the bullshit that I went through in my life. So the fact that I've got such a wonderful woman in my life is a news flash for me, certainly, and for a lot of you guys, and for those of you that have said, hey Phil, good for you, and hope you enjoy yourself. I thank you very much for that. We have gotten that from a number of people. So what do you think we're watching on TV tonight? Key Largo. Why? Because it's about a hurricane. Why? Because Humphrey Bogart and Edward G. Robinson's in it. It's a black and white film noir kind of a thing. And I said, hey, why don't we watch this film, Key Largo? And Jackie goes, why? I said, because there's gangsters in a hurricane. What could be bad about it? But we've stopped it, and I'm doing the pre-show, and Jackie's doing dishes, so that's how exciting that was. But actually, she tried to take Kirby out for a walk because he was staring at us like, so what are we, is this some kind of a human trick? You're not going to take me out for my walk? So Jackie took Kirby out, and it started to rain again, so his ass is back inside. He did take a dump. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. I'll give you the Kirby report. He did take a dump, and he had a couple of pisses, so he's good. I believe I'm reporting that correctly. If not, please let me know. Some of you guys may be keeping track.
Kirby, do you
want
to weigh in on this?
Kirby, what do you think? Oh, okay.
Good enough,
yeah. Well, he took a dump this afternoon when I walked him. I don't know about anything.
Okay, nothing later.
I can't vouch for anything later. But we've really been chilling and having a great time down here and just hanging. And we went to the store tonight and got salmon burgers, which were the most delicious bloody-ass thing I've had in years. God, were they good. I am not kidding. Salmon burgers, man, which Jackie broiled. And I was going to barbecue, but then the rain. I did light the fire pit, which you'll see a little bit of in the today's video cast. And that's how smart I am. Hey, Phil, light the fire pit in the middle of a rainstorm. Look, he's actually doing it. Ha, 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 ha. And,
it worked for a while.
It worked for a while, and then the little fire that couldn't. I kept looking out and looking at the little fire going,
I'll do it. I can beat this thing. Oh, it is a goddamn tropical storm.
Goddamn fire. Just couldn't do it, man. Man. I'm yawning. Why? Because that's what we're doing. Hey, look what we have, water. I'm going to get a water. Can I have a water, doll? I don't know if I can reach over there. Thank you very much. I'm a big water drinker. I don't know about you guys. I know it sounds like an old man thing, but believe me, water is a good thing. It's a voice actor thing, too. You got to hydrate. But I drink my fair share of booze, no question. I gave up on the colas. Thanks, honey. The colas and the cokes and that kind of shit. I don't drink that stuff anymore, man. I don't even drink juices. I used to be an orange juice guy, and then people said it's too expensive. I was a soft drink guy. I don't drink soft drinks anymore. Do I? Do I drink? What? I had a Diet Coke. We went to Pollo Tropical, which is the south. It's the Florida version of Pollo Loco, and it's frankly, I have to say, superior to Pollo Loco because it's the sides they have down here are way more bitchin'. Black beans and rice and shit like that, you know. I loved it, and so. But Jackie and I, she went out. We went out driving yesterday to get podcasting equipment. I bought up an iRig from a Guitar Center and a brand new Shure microphone and a mic stand on Jackie's advice because she knows equipment way fucking better than I do. Then we also stopped and got Kirby some food and got some food for the lizards. And then we stopped and did what else? Oh, we picked up booze. We got some Don Julio and we got some ginger beer. Tonal Wine and More was... Total Wine and More in South Florida kicks ass. I have not been into anything like a liquor barn in California, so I don't know, but goddamn, man, they'd have to go something to be Total Wine and More. Anyway, through it all was a driving freaking tropical storm. And there's Jackie just with one hand on the wheel, one hand on the seat going, yeah, so how long are you down for, Phil? She's singing, humming, she's got one leg hanging out the window, you know, and I'm going, oh, my God. And she's like, stick with me, kid. Jackie has one of those Lauren Bacall voices, I'm sure. Any of you guys out there have a girlfriend who has like that mid-range Lauren Bacall voice? It's kind of down here. And when she gets pissed, because Jackie can talk to you, she's like this saying, I don't know, honey, whatever you think. But when she's pissed, it's, let me tell you something, pal. I'm telling you. She got pissed at me one time on the phone. It was like, oh, yeah? Well, how about the time that you... And all of a sudden, she dropped into this massively, like, Mr. T register that just flipped me out.
I take after April Bozell.
She takes after April Bozell, exactly. Well, hey, so we're driving around, and she suddenly is getting very like, let me tell you something, you in town for long? Because I could show you a real good time. Meanwhile, the rain is pouring down, and I'm all, you know, pulling my blanket to my chin going, I don't know. Are we going to be home soon? But we drove all over this goddamn town. We didn't go much more than, I swear to God, we didn't go much more than 2 miles from our house, but it seemed like we went miles and miles and miles.
Well, we did.
Didn't it?
To Aventura for the Total Wine and More.
To Aventura from,
mountain.
Yeah, we went to Aventura, then we went to Hollywood. Oh, Hallandale.
Aventura is North Dade. We went to Hallandale.
Hallandale. Then we went to Aventura. Then we turned around and went back up to
back
some
to
other thing.
Store,
back to the pet store.
Bus.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hair-raising ride, that's for sure. What are you doing? What do you got there?
I got the wax worms.
Oh, she's going to go feed the... Jackie's going to go feed the gecko,
geckos.
The leopard geckos.
Yeah.
Moose, who is the... What kind of animal is Moose?
He's
a bearded dragon. He is hibernating. He hasn't come out probably in the last two times I've been here. He's hibernating. How long do bearded dragons, and listen to us talking about...
To them, and they call it brumation.
Brumation.
And I'm sure people have those and know about that,
Moose is hibernating. But when he comes out, Jackie puts him in warm water and, you know, gets him ready for life. But they are so down deep in hibernation that their heartbeat is barely a flutter. And then there's the silk snake, is it? Slim is the female snake. She's a corn snake. She's a sweetie.
Version of a corn snake.
Yeah.
Wants to look that up.
She's a sweetheart of a little snake. She loves very gentle little snake. Likes to wrap herself around people and stuff. So, all right, baby. I think I'll make myself a drink. She's laughing at me. Jackie went upstairs with the worms for the gecko. You didn't know that she is the mom to two gecko lizards and a bearded dragon, did you? Probably not. Well, listen, I am eternally grateful to all of you guys. I love you all. Stay tuned for our encore show for today. And I will have a video posted. It'll have a few. Maybe at least once or twice in there are videos from South Florida. I showed you geckos, I think is what they were. All right. Love you guys. I will talk to you on the pre-show tomorrow and on tomorrow's show from South Florida. Phil Henry, good day.